testing the evolutionary pathways of galaxies and their supermassive black holes and the impact of feedback from active galactic nuclei via large multi-wavelength datasets, by George Mountriches et al. It is still a matter of intense debate how supermassive black holes, SMBH, grow, and the role played by feedback from active galactic nuclei, AGN, in the co-evolution of SMBHs and galaxies. To test the co-evolution proposed by theoretical models, we compile a large AGN sample of 5,639 X-ray detected AGN, over a wide redshift range, spanning nearly three orders of magnitude in X-ray luminosity. The AGN have been detected in the Cosmos Legacy, the Boötes, the XMMXXL and the EFEDS fields. Using the specific star formation rate estimates, we split the AGN host galaxies into star-forming, SF, starburst, SB, and quiescent, Q. Our results show that the AGN accretion is increased in SB systems compared to SF and Q. Our analysis reveals a mild increase of LX with M. The LX-SFR ratio has a weak dependence on M asterisk, and at fixed M asterisk it is highest in Q systems. The latter trend is mostly driven by the significant drop in SFR in the Q state. The measured strong variations in SFR from the SB-SF to Q mirror those predicted in merger models with AGN feedback. However, the observed mild variations in LX are at variance with the same models. We also study the evolution of SFR for a galaxy control sample and found that it is very similar to that of X-ray AGN. This suggests that either AGN play a minor role in the star formation quenching, or the relative timescales of the two processes are different. This was testing the evolutionary pathways of galaxies and their supermassive black holes and the impact of feedback from active galactic nuclei via large multi-wavelength datasets, by George Mountriches et al.